She was born at Sharon. Where is that? Can you tell me?
That's about 4 or 5 miles past Jenneret.
Okay. So how long have y'all lived here, Mr.?
Oh, 200 years. They had no courthouse. They had no church. They had... My grandmother had so many cattle that they didn't... You had to fence in your crop.
Uh-huh.
Keep the cattle from going in there because outlaw, you know, you could raise cattle from here to the lake, Spanish Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had marked them cattle once a year. She had them by the 100. That was my first grandmother. At least my second grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
Your grandfather's married twice?
Yeah. He married twice.
Okay. Now... Can you tell me about, were there any schools here? Did you get any school?
No school. The only school that I've got, I had to pay 10 cents a week to go to a private school. And there was Italian, there was colored people, there was what you call a mulatto.
Yeah.
We was 5 nationalities in that school, 10 cents a week. And I didn't went through my 4th grade, but I took notice a word that was written right above my head coming in that school building every morning. That was what that word was, confidence. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
So then I grew up by that word, and I still got confidence in myself. I've got confidence that I'm asking the good Lord to live 103.
103?
103, that's my wishes. I love the farm. At present time, we raise cattle, horses, chicken, geese, ducks, horses.
Yeah.
Anything that you could plant in a garden, we planted and lived by that. Sugar cane, 203 acres. 103 acres. It's a lot of fun to live on a farm.
It is.
It is. The honest advice I give any young man, if you married a young lady that don't like the farm, bring her to town. Don't leave her on that farm. Because you'll never make a success if your wife and you don't pull together.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct about that. I had over 500 chickens in this yard once upon a time. You had to walk with a stick to open your way for you to pass. And we still have that same attitude to raise what we need to eat.
Yeah.
Don't go to the store, but for a few things. And when we were talking about my grandmother, I never knew where our land had come from.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Texas Oil Company came here. It wasn't recorded in St. Martinville, which is the oldest courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not recorded in Iberia, it's not recorded in Franklin. They found it was recorded in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So from that time on, we still own that property. From 1741, that's 239 years ago, 233 years ago.
So the have owned this property for over 200 years. It's been in your family.
Not all of it, because we bought some since then, you know.
Okay, but this.